Nick, ex-user at the Wonton Sean, has posted, two drinks and I'm sending DMs to the hot guy on X. Someone should invent a breathalyzer for your phone.
How cool is that?
How cool is this idea?
I think this is kind of cool, I guess. I understand the point of a breathalyzer for your car when you're operating a machine that is potentially very harmless to yourself and other people. I'm not sure that you can do that much damage if you're a little tipsy and sending DMs to people.
You can do a lot of damage. You're not going to murder anybody like you would with a vehicle, but you could still do damage.
I guess in some ways, the internet is a little bit more dangerous than a car.
This is cool in the sense that it provides people who want it the opportunity to impose control and restrictions on themselves. It's not cool if you're in a situation where you might need to use it.
I guess if I could hook it up to certain apps, I mean, kind of like you do for screen time, then maybe I could see it being kind of useful. Like, what if I had a breathalyzer that prevented me from ordering food I didn't need to eat after I reached a certain limit of alcohol?
Ordering food, online gambling, online shopping, dating apps. There's a handful of things that people might not do sober, or they might do differently sober, that after 10 beers would spend more money doing.
I feel like it's almost like an emergency phone mode where, you know, after 10 beers, your phone should be limited to a certain amount of interactions.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore, so I don't know how much I can comment on this idea. I wouldn't use it because it would be pointless for me. But thinking back to when I did drink, there were times where someone should have taken my phone away from me.
I think the worst thing I've done is probably order too much food and then fall asleep before it showed up, you know, which is certainly a waste of money and a waste of perfectly good food.
And someone's time. I guess they get paid regardless.
Well, you know, and I did tip them, so that's important too. Even if this is a cool idea and a potentially useful idea, it's something that you would have to install yourself, right? Do you think enough people will be willing to do that?
If you've texted your ex one time too many, then you might be willing to impose limits on yourself somehow.
I do think if, like the Wonton Sean said, he's initiating conversations maybe he shouldn't on X after having a couple of drinks, I think it'd be easy to hook that breathalyzer up to X. I think we could all honestly stand to spend a little bit less time on X even when we're sober.
Yeah, and he's actually using X for what could be a positive reason.
Initiating a conversation with a stranger isn't inherently bad.
Not just a stranger. It's a hot guy.
That could lead to something pretty cool.
Even though he's hot.
Sometimes hot people can be cool.
Usually it's cool to be hot.
Where do we ultimately land on breathalyzer for your phone? I mean, I guess it's cool. I think you've talked me into it being cooler than I initially thought it was.
Yeah, anything new is cool, assuming that it doesn't have a net negative on society. I feel like this is a thing that can be cool, that could also have some pretty uncool uses if applied incorrectly. But ultimately, like the idea of people being able to, they can't control themselves, get uninhibited, and not ruin their lives as much as they would otherwise.
Yeah, I guess there's something cool about that. I do wish that maybe if you were afraid of doing something online that you shouldn't be doing in the first place, just put your phone away when you have a few drinks. You know, there are a lot of other more fun things you could be doing than scrolling X after you've had a couple of cocktails.
You know, sometimes it's cooler to just be in the moment.
I think it's always cooler to be in the moment. And I don't think anybody's going to make you take a breathalyzer to be in that moment.
That said, if in that moment you're thinking about a hot guy, then you should shoot your shot. It's cool to shoot your shot.
Right. At the end of the day, if you needed a little liquid courage to initiate an interaction with a potential love of your life, or even just a hot person, I think you should go for it.
Love of your night.
If you are afraid you're going to do a little bit more than that, maybe blow into that breathalyzer. If you want to submit an idea for the podcast, we don't really care what your blood alcohol level is, as long as it's reasonably coherent.
If you're slurring, we might not hear your idea, but if you have a nice buzz, then shoot us an idea. It's 848-863-9917.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.